You're tuning to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods, and we're going public today with Brian Giroux. He's the executive director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Brian, welcome back once again.
Thank you for having me in again. It's always a pleasure.
So we're talking, we're in the graduation season, as you know, and your chamber offers some services to graduates we want to tell folks about.
Every May, it seems like we get this more of a crowd of people looking for jobs, whether it's high school or college or just in general. And everybody knows that workforce development is key. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to find that perfect job. And a lot of times those people looking for perfect jobs don't know the right steps on how to get there. And the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce really wants to help work on a kind of a grassroots level. When you have somebody with an experience in the workforce, we want to try and help them as much as we can, whether we do mock interviews with them mm-hmm. or kind of go over their resume. And we can help them with their resume, work it out to the job that they're looking for. You know, we were talking earlier, if you're looking for a job and you're going to go to 10 different employers, you need to pretty much have 10 different resumes.
Yes, don't use the same one for each employer.
That's right. It's not one thing works for everything. Mm-hmm. If you're a numbers person, you know, and you're applying for a job that doesn't have anything to do with numbers, they're probably not going to hire you because it's not a good fit. It's just kind of common sense. Or if you give somebody a resume and there's misspelled words or 8 pages to your resume, they're probably not going to read that. And so, you know, we want to help mentor and develop that future workforce as much as we can.
Well, and the other piece of this is, as the chamber, you sort of know what businesses are looking for, which ones are hiring, which ones are expanding, so you can sort of help steer folks to those companies, right?
That's right. We get businesses that come in on a weekly basis saying, you know, we need this type of employee. If you happen to run into somebody with this type of experience, or we're looking for an intern, or we're looking for this, if you run anybody that you think would be a good fit, let us know. We work with a lot of businesses. We also work with a lot of workforce placement organizations. We work with the state on that as well. And so we want to kind of be that facilitator or that mediator to kind of put people in the room together. You know, if we can help a business fill in a couple gaps with people coming right out of college or part-time with high school, that's going to make that business stronger. It's going to make the business stronger. It's going to make our community stronger. It's going to make the chamber look good. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody. So, you know, we will sit down with that potential employee, and we will go over all the steps. You know, we'll do the mock interviews. We'll go over the resumes. But we'll also give them some tips. You know, the first thing I always tell everybody is when you apply with the chamber, first thing I do is I look at your social media. So first thing I do, I look at Facebook. Uh-huh. I look at Twitter. If I can find your story on Snap or anything, I'm going to do my research on that. And if there's something on there that you don't want me to see, it needs to be gone. Social media is forever. It's permanent. Whether you delete it or not, that doesn't mean that it's gone. And I think we see that every day with athletes and people in the professional industries. People go back and they see something that's been posted. So we want to make sure that they are prepared, the resume is good, they know what to ask, and how to develop our future workforce.
Brian, that sounds like some great stuff. Thank you for joining us. Brian Giroux is the executive director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.